God's grace and peace be with you. Well, again, Trinity Sunday. I think I've told you before, this is the only festival in the liturgical year that isn't based on an event in the life of the church, but on a doctrine. And I sometimes refer to this one as Headbanging Theology Sunday. And I think I mentioned last year, too, that it's kind of amusing because every single time you try to come up with an illustration to explain this doctrine of the Trinity, no matter what you say, it's going to be a heresy. It just is. Everything has been found to be heresy. Oh, it's God working in three different ways. You know, God is the creator, and God is the redeemer, and God is the sustainer. Heresy, it's modalism. You know, I mean, it's technical stuff. We won't go into all of it. But the fact is that it's a major festival in the life of the church, and it's almost impossible to explain. Was that helpful? Doctrine is a funny thing because it is important. But the thing that we struggle with as human beings dealing with doctrine is our attempt to describe and express that which has no limits, to describe and express that which is boundless, to find ways to put words around that which cannot be bound by words. And so we struggle with this attempt to understand, because quite often we get confused and we think that to believe something we have to understand it. And if we don't understand it, then our belief is foolish. And that's foolish. You don't have to understand something to believe in it and to believe in it. The doctrine of the Trinity is not something that we do either to try to define God. Define, the word by its very roots means to put limits on. Right? To define, to delineate the meaning of, means to put limits on. We can't do it. But it is our attempt to express all of the ways that we experience God and to make very clear that all of these different expressions of God are not different gods. It is one God who is equally faithful and equally powerful. But sometimes we need God in different ways, and we need God in different expressions. We need God in, the technical language is, different persons. And so the doctrine tries to make sure that we don't foolishly limit God too small. And then we try to explain and understand the doctrine, and we do precisely that. So this day is not really about trying to understand the doctrine of the Trinity. I don't think you're going to understand it, because I don't understand it. It expresses a God that is bigger than I can get my head or my heart around, really. And that's a good thing, because the whole point of this doctrine is to help us remember how big this God is, and yet at the same time, how close this God is. This doctrine is here to help us remember that the God we need is the God we have, regardless of what that need is. And I think that that is particularly important. I think it is really important that we get away from the head, you know, trip of just merely trying to understand, and back to the proclamation of the God that we need. I was listening to the news this week, and we've been talking in our congregation a lot about the ministry that we have for this community in this day and in this space, and looking at the needs of the community. And with that in my head, I was caught by a report that I was hearing, and I saw another article online about this, about the struggle that many communities are having in dealing with the opioid crisis. You know that there's a huge crisis, right, with opioid overdoses, opioid addiction. It's gotten really bad. And so the government, in an attempt to address this, has set aside funding specifically to address the opioid crisis. And so communities can get hundreds and thousands of dollars to deal with the opioid crisis. But now what we're seeing is, as the government started cracking down on the abusive prescription and the overly free prescribing of opioids, what communities are seeing is that it's now shifting from opioid deaths to methamphetamines deaths. And they don't have any money to address those overdose deaths because the money has to be used for opioid deaths. And one person, as they were talking about this, they said, the reality is, it's like playing whack-a-mole, trying to deal with these addictions. Because as soon as you deal with one issue, another one just pops up. And finally, one woman who was talking about this said, you know, eventually it's going to drive us to the question, why are we struggling with addiction so drastically? Because that's the question. It's not how do we deal with the opioid crisis, it's why is our nation struggling with addiction? In 1999, I forgot the name of the government agency that keeps these statistics, but it's something like the Institute on Drug Overdoses. In 1999, there were slightly fewer than 17,000 deaths from drug overdose. 1999. Slightly fewer than 17,000 deaths. In 2017, there were over 70,000 deaths of overdoses. From 17,000 to 70,000 in 9 years, 8 years. What does Trinity Sunday have to say to that? How is the doctrine going to help us with this truth? How does the doctrine help us with the reality that suicide is the second leading cause of death among our young adult population? How is doctrine going to help us with that? Well, our attempts to understand and define doctrine aren't. And so I would vote for not spending our time there. But what the Trinity is trying to reassure us of, I think, is helpful. And again, beloved, hear me when I say that if you wrestle with addiction or with depression or intrusive thoughts or other forms of mental illness, if you wrestle with any of those forces that are so destructive in our world, I know that this isn't an easy fix. I wish it were more magical and could just make the issues go away. But I suspect that somehow God wants us to understand that if you're wrestling with those issues, it's not your problem, it's our problem. And we need to be with you in finding relief from your pain. But here's what I think the Trinity has to say to all of this. Is that the Trinity is this expression that if you are feeling powerless and alone and small in the world, and that there is nothing that you can do to stand against the overwhelming forces, you have a God who is the God who has the power to create multiple universes. All of the cosmos, all of the quasars and quarks, everything that is out there that we don't understand, your God understands it all, made it all, is in the midst of it all, and is greater than it all. Your God is mighty and powerful. Well, that's great, you say, but that's a really big God, and I'm really, really small. And so I say to you that your God is also really small, wrapped up in human skin size small. Walking the earth with bare feet, small. Weeping and grieving and hurting and dying, small and powerless. And so your God gets it because your God is small, like you. And your God is close to you, skin to skin, truth to truth, with you. And if you need a God who is with you, even when the God with skin on has died and ascended, and we know that God has been in that reality, but now we need God who is right here. Well, I tell you, beloved, your God is right here in your breath, giving you wisdom, teaching you, not just you alone, but somehow in this newly created body that we have gathered here. This newly created body, your God is breathing life in and out of this body, inhaling and exhaling grace and mercy and hope and forgiveness every single time we come together. Your God is right here. I don't understand it, but I know it's true. I know it's true. I don't know how it's true. I don't know why it's true. There are parts of it that I still ask myself questions about on a regular basis, and yet at the bottom of it all, I know it's true. This God that we turn to when we're trying to find the courage to name things like addiction and pain and anxiety and depression, this God that we turn to when we're trying to find the courage that we need to hold one another in the midst of these realities and to speak to them rather than hide from them. The courage we need comes from this God who is vast and therefore has vast amounts of courage to give us. And a God who is wise, has been wise from the beginning, and has said to us from the beginning, "Do you need bread? Come, I'll feed you. I'll teach you. I'll guide you. Come. Come. I'll share wisdom with you. And when I share wisdom with you, that means I'll share hope with you." Our God is wise and vast and as frail as we and more powerful than everything, all at the same time. I can't comprehend all of it at once. Maybe that's why Trinity Sunday is only one time a year. Because really, to try to hold all of this in my head all at once is exhausting. About once a year is about all I can really focus. Most of the time I need one thing at a time, you know? But today we remember that God is all of this. All of this for all of you. All of this for all of us. Thanks be to God.